The Gemara continues the discussion of the Braisa. Zakumar of Shishabir, the son of Ravidi, said the Braisa means that the Kavachem can be refuted by saying that we can learn that a trefa is a kosher or carbon from a matzah from chelev, blood, and malika. When you say malika is different because the thing that made it kosher also makes it also, we can say chelev and blood are not like that and yet they're mutter on the mizbech. When you say that chelev and blood are different because they come from a valid animal, we can say a bird kills malika is a bird that's entirely also and is still a mutter on the mizbech. We're going to go back and forth, and the result will be a tzara shava that these things are also for an individual, yet they're mutter on the mizbech. We can also say that a trefa animal should be part of this group, and therefore, although it's also for an individual, should be mutter on the mizbech. That's what we need the pasuk to teach us. Not Gemara says no. That's not a good tzara shava because chelev, blood, and malika are different than a trefa because that's the only way to fulfill the mitzvah. Rav Ashi said the Braisa means that the Kal V'Chomer can be refuted by saying that the logic of the Kal V'Chomer is flawed from the very beginning. The Kal V'Chomer was based on the fact that an animal that's a Baal Mum is mutter for an individual, but it's also for the Mizbeach. We can say the reason it's also for the Mizbeach is because the Torah required the carbon to be like the Kayin doing the Avodah. Just like the Kayin can't have a Mum, so to an animal can't have a Mum to be a Kasher or a carbon. However, a Kayin who's a Trefa is Kasher do the Avodah, and therefore it may be that an animal that's a Trefa is mutter for the Mizbeach. That's why we need a puzzle to teach an animal that is a Trefa is possible for the Mizbeach. The case of the animal born with a cesarean section disproves this theory because a kohen born in that way is mutter to the avodah, and yet an animal born that way is possible for the mizbeach. And for tomorrow, we can say that such an animal is different because it can't get the kedusha of being a bechor, but a treif it can, and maybe that's why it can be a valid carbon. The case of an animal that's a Baal Mum shows this is not correct because it can get the Kedusha of being a Bechor and yet it cannot be brought as a valid carbon. And for tomorrow, we can say that a Baal Mum is possible because it's like the Kayin who's doing the Avoida, who is possible if he has a Mum. We will then say that the case of an animal born from the C-section shows that that's not true. We'll go back and forth and come out with the Sadat Shava that they're mutter for individuals, yet possible for a carbon. And it can say that a Trefa, which is also for an individual, should certainly be possible for a carbon. If so, why is the Pasuk needed? Mara says the reason Trefa cannot be included with the others is that the Isser of Trefa has exceptions to its rule. What are the exceptions? If it's the case of a bird carbon being killed with Malika, we can say that Baal Mum has the same exception because a bird with a Mum can be offered as a carbon. It also can't be that from the fact that the Chatas bird killed with Malika may be eaten by Kehanim because they're considered to be eaten from the Hashem's food and it's not considered to be eaten, it's not a heter for an individual. Rather, Zakhna Mara, the reason why a Trefa cannot be included with the others is that the others are recognizable characteristics. A Mum could be seen, a C-section is something that is heard about, but a Trefa is not seen by people and therefore we would think that it could be brought as a carbon. That's why we need the Pasuk to teach that it's possible to be brought as a carbon. The Braisa says that min habakar comes to exclude the bringing of a trefa as a carbon. We should learn that a trefa is possible from the pasuk of a mimashke Yisrael, which we darshan to teach that a carbon may only be brought from something that's mutter for a yid to eat. Also, we can learn this from the pasuk of mikol asher yavor tachas ashovet, which can teach that a trefa, which is not healthy, cannot be brought as a carbon. Emphit the Gemara. If we only had the pasuk of mimashke Yisrael, we would think that only a trefa that never had a period of validity is possible. If we had kol asher yavor, we would think that it's only possible if it was made kadosh when it was already a trefa. But if it became a trefa after that, we'd say maybe it could be brought. The pasuk of min habakar therefore teaches that it's possible even in this case. Next Mishnah. Whether it's a chatas mincha or any other mincha whose kemitza was done by a zar, an oinen, a tful yoim, a kohen who wasn't wearing all the big day kahuna, mechos kippurim, or one who didn't do bricha yadayim veraglayim, or a kohen without a bris, or a tame, or a kohen who was sitting, or who was standing on a keli, or on an animal, or on someone else's feet, the kemitza is possible. Mishnah continues. If the kemitza was done with the left hand, it's possible. Ben Metzayer says he should put the kohen's back into the keli, take a new kohen to his right hand. Mishnah continues. If the kemitza was done and there was a pebble mixed in with the flour, or there was a grain of salt, or a piece of levaina, it's possible. The reason is that they said a kohen has too much or too little is possible. The case of too much is where he heaped the flour in his hand. The case of too little is where he did the kemitza with his fingertips. Frekemer, why does the Mishnah say whether it's a chatas mincha or any other mincha? Why not just say any mincha? Mar said this is neither according to Shimon of Abraisu, who says that the Torah did not want the chatas mincha to be an elgin carbon, and that's why it brought it without levaina. It's brought without levaina or oil, and the Torah did not want the animal chatas to be an elegant carbon, that's why it's brought without nesachim. Based on this, we would think that for this same reason, if it's brought by one of the people who are apostle, maybe it'd still be kosher, even though it's not elegant. The Mishnah is therefore teaching that even the chatas mincha becomes apostle. If so, in the Mishnah that discusses all the psulim of our Mishnah, but speaks of animal carbonus, meaning in mesachas vachim, the Mishnah should also begin by saying whether it's a chatas or any other type of carbon, and yet, and we should say that's needed to teach us that this halacha, all of Reb Shimon, yet the Mishnah over there says all carbonus and fit the Gemara. Our Mishnah is different because we already established published that the previous Mishnah in our Masechta does not follow Rav Shimon. So we would say that this Mishnah doesn't follow Rav Shimon. That's why we have to show that it does. So the Rav said if a Zohar did a Kmitza, he should put the flour back into the Keli, and the Kmitza can then be done by a Kosher or a Kohen. Our Mishnah said that the Kmitza done by a Zohar will make the Mincha possible, and fitting more, the Mishnah means it's possible until it's put back into the Keli, and a new Kmitza is done. If that's what the Tanakhama means, he's saying the same thing as Ben Mezerah. And furthermore, in a case where the Kmitza that was taken is still in existence and can be returned, everyone would agree that can just be put back into the Keli and new Kmitza can be done. Machlokes is where the Kmitza was taken by the Zorins, no longer in existence, and can't be returned. The Rabbon, I mean the Tanakhama, hold that he can't replace that flour with flour from somewhere else, and therefore the Mincha is possible. Ben Mezerah says he can replace it with other flour, and therefore it remains kosher. If this is the only case in which they argue, the Mishnah should say that Ben Mezerah says that he can refill the flour from elsewhere and then do another Kmitza. Why does the Mishnah say that Ben Becerra says you should simply do another Kmitza? And for the Gemara, Rav's statement was made according to the view of Ben Becerra and would not follow the Rabbanon. In fact, according to Ben Becerra, it's obvious that the Kmitza should be put back and taken again. And for the Gemara, we would have thought that Ben Becerra only allows that to be done when the Kmitza was puzzled for being done with the left hand. But for other kinds of psulim, he would maybe not allow it to be put back and taken again. Rav therefore teaches that Ben Becerra holds this way for a Kmitza done by a Zar as well. Why would we think the Kmitza done by the left hand should be any different than any other psul? Mar says, if it's because we find that an avoida can be done with the left hand on Yom Kippur, we should say the same thing for an avoida done by a zar, since the shechita of a carb may be done by a zar. Mar says, now shechita is different because it's not considered to be an avoida. Fact Mar Abzeri said that the shechita of a par aduma would be possible if it's done by a zar. And the Rav explained this is because the pasuk says chukah and olaz, and we see that Rav holds shechita is an avoida. Mar says the par aduma is only kosher b'dechabayis. Therefore, its processes are not classified as avoidas. Fact Mar, if the shechita of an actual carbon is allowed by a zar, surely the shechita of a par aduma, which is only kosher b'dechabayis, should be kosher if it's done by a zar. And fact Mar, Shisha Bar David said, we find things that are not avoidas that require a kohen, require a kohuna, so like the determination of the goyim. Fact Mar, why can't we learn from the avoida done on a boma with the avoida of a zar? Is kosher. If you're going to try to say that we don't learn the procedure of the Mizbeach from a Bama, I'll tell you that a Braisa says that we do, because the Braisa says if a carbon leaves the Azar and is then brought back and it goes onto the Mizbeach, we don't take it down. We learn this from the Bama where such a carbon would be offered. And furthermore, the Braisa actually bases that halacha on the pasuk of Zoyas Taras Ha'ila, not in the comparison to a Bama, because such a comparison actually cannot be made. In fact, Gemara, we're saying that if not for Rav, we would have thought that the leniency of Ben Becerra only applies to the Kmitza when it's done with the left hand, but not when it's done with any of the other psulim listed in the Mishnah. So, however, there are two braises which imply that Ben Becerra would say this leniency even for other psulim as well, and for the Gemara, rather, what Rav is teaching is that Ben Becerra holds that even if the possible person took the Kmitza and already made it kadosh by putting it into a kli sharis, he can still put it back into the keli with the rest of the flour and make another kosher Kmitza. This is different than the view of Rabbi Yosi ben Yassion and Rabbi Yehuda Hanachtoim in a Braisa, which explains Ben Becerra's leniency as being limited to before the Koimetz was made Kaddish in a Kli Sharis. Others say that Rav meant to limit Ben Becerra's leniency to where the Koimetz was not yet placed in a Kli Sharis to be made Kaddish. According to this version, Rav is agreeing with the views of Rabbi Yosi ben Yassion and Rabbi Yehuda Hanachtoim of the Braisa.